downtown, we live. Oh, what a feeling. When it's go time, I go lie from the kitchen with a ditch. Get your dad for a whipping. Whip a brick when you break the whole brick down. This way to get you. Pat glaze, frost wrist.
Yo, smashing dash. my boy over there. My boy over there in LA. I'm down here in Florida, man. And
I'm in the bricks,
know,
man.
Yeah, man. I know it's legal there, so I already know what's going on. You understand me?
Yeah, man. Hey, listen, they dropped it all to me in a trap bag. I got so much this time. It's crazy. You feel me? But I'm in the sky. Yeah. What's going on, bro? I just seen Crazy Man's. What's Crazy Man's doing?
Man, going crazy.
Yeah.
About that, going crazy. Yeah, man. But, you know, sure. How you doing over there?
I'm doing good, brother. I'm out west, so I can't complain. On top of that, you know, my Trojans destroying. Like, you know, we doing our thing. But there's been some crazy stuff going around the league, man. So, you know, we ain't really just a sports podcast, but when they giving you, you know, layups, you definitely got to talk about this stuff, man. So, you know.
Yeah, you got to. You say you West Coast over there, and you in L.A. It might not be L.A., but, you know, something been going on. Well, something went on last night.
Yeah.
If watching the game, the Raiders, man, and one of my guys, especially, and it's crazy. He's on my fantasy team.
Yeah,
he's always does great for me every week.
He's always on mine. I know
he's always. And the crazy thing that you said that you are the reason. Like, you know, I always knew about Dog and was on him, but yeah. You was the reason why I picked him so early in fantasy this year, because you was on my head with him. Like, you was killing me, man, with him. But yeah, we talking about our boy. Davante Adams.
Yeah, Davante Sane.
Sane.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Him pushing the camera guy.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of, you know, emotion was flaring and stuff like that. But, like, what's your thoughts on that?
Man, you know it's crazy, Young, because as soon as it happened, you know, I hit you. And I was like, man, I think they going to, you know, try to paint my dog. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't wishing it on him. But, you know, just knowing – how people are in this day and age, and it's the social media world, that once it was out, I'm pretty sure somebody was going to get a hold of him ASAP. So I text you and I was like, man, they probably going to paint him. And, you know, We look up the next day, we wake up, and, you know, the guy already about to press charges. You know what I'm saying? So To me, I already know what this play is going to happen. You know, he's going to be trying to reach. He's definitely going to be trying to sue to get some money. You definitely see that coming. I just want to take it into like a player's perspective. As you know, yeah, he just, you know, almost completed a comeback. He just ran into one of his players, man. They didn't, you know, get the fourth down. He's ticked off. I just threw my helmet on the sideline, bro. So, you know, I'm feeling some type of way. We lose, so now I'm walking off. A guy happens to walk across my face. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying it's right at all. It's not right by no means. But in the moment of heat, you know, just being heated and, you know, all the emotions that come with football, I'm sure – he did not mean that. You know what I'm saying? I know, like, I don't think that, like, I know that could have been anybody there. That could have been, I know what he wished is that it was probably one of the other players that he just played over there, but he wasn't thinking, Young. You know, like, I've been there before, like, even in the game where you do something and then you react not even knowing, you know what I'm saying? Just because you hot, like, you know what I'm saying?
You was absolutely talking gibberish right now. You talking so much gibberish right now, bro.
I ain't trying to hear that, bro.
Because what I want you to do is, bro, no, forget that, bro. Like, forget that. Like, and, bro, we already know what come with it. We know Dog finna get sued. Oh, My whole thing is, bro, just imagine, bro, like, bro, imagine, and not saying it was a girl, it was another dude, but, like, that's the only perspective I can put in, because I can't be like, imagine that was yo, brother Kenny, we know he local, so we know what would have happened with that. But exactly. I'm just saying, like, imagine that was your sister and she worked for the state and she taking pictures and she just walking by and he did that. Like,
you wouldn't
be sitting here making all those excuses for that's all you doing. You making excuses. Like, it was like, I can see Now, it's a different story. If one of them fans would have jumped out of them stands and coming up to him talking mess, okay, we just talking about somebody casually trying to walk past.
Yeah.
Know what I'm saying? Probably ain't mean no ill will. Like, probably, loved Devontae.
He probably was just trying to get his snaps in, man. I was just saying, like, you know, I got to play devil's advocate on here.
I know.
Because sometimes.
Devil's advocate.
Man, come on with all that. Bro, sometimes.
Hey, now I'm appalled.
Hey, bro, sometimes.
Man, crazy,
bro,
man.
Sometimes you do be mad. You know that man was upset about something, bro. He,
that man
emotions,
ain't did nothing to him.
He definitely, yeah, Devontae saying, you are one of my, you know, you top two for sure for me. And. Cause my dog Mike Evans is number one. I'm just saying, but it's just I just know that I know he wish he could take that back though, Young. Although he did it in that moment, like, and he knew he was wrong. I just, even though it happened, right? I still appreciate the fact that he was man enough to tweet and come out and say it, like, whether it be 20 minutes or an hour later, it didn't take for the other media to get a hold of that and already bash him,
bro,
for him to issue his apology.
That man said, "I made a mistake and bump and probably pushed him a little bit." That's what he said.
He didn't say that.
Bro, yes, he did.
Man, I got to go back and confirm.
You go do what you got to do. I got it confirmed. I know for a fact what he said. That man said, "I bumped him and maybe pushed him a little bit." Like, come on, bro. Yeah, and you got to understand this, like, bro, I know people be trying to get over, man, like, and trying to sue athletes and this and that. Like, and the dude probably, honestly, the dude probably not even hurt like that. Know what I'm saying?
You know, but he ain't hurt.
You got to think, the dude probably wasn't even the main one saying, like, okay, I'm finna go do this and do that. But you know, lawyers was calling him, man. Because they see
somebody.
It's a layup, man. It's a layup. Like, man, they got it on national TV. They have video.
Goodness, man.
Dog finna get some check.
Yeah, that's an unfortunate situation, man. But you know what's crazy? Devontae Sane got a whole bunch of them blue cheeses. So listen, he's gonna be all right. You know, I guarantee you this little $250,000 or whatever it is. Okay, so hold on. What do you think the NFL is gonna do? Because we know he's gonna get sued probably by him. The lawyers is licking their chops right now. They can't wait to try to come up with some, probably gonna have PTSD. You know, they're gonna make up, you know how they come up with all that crazy stuff out of nowhere. What do you think the NFL does about this, 2K?
I think one game suspension. I think they're gonna make him take some anger management classes or mental health, some type of stuff. They're gonna make him do that.
Bro, he ain't even violent like that. Why he gotta do that? Why they gonna do that to my dog?
Bro, come on, bro. You already know.
But bro, you know, also, we also talk about Devontae though, man. Now, you know, he's a superstar in the NFL, man. So
yes, they
a game suspension.
Some type of class, counseling class. And also, they're going to suspend them that game without pay. I still feel like they're going to hit them with some type of
another fine.
Yeah, they're going to hit them with a fine.
Yeah, the new league, especially because there's so much emphasis on what's going on and with violence anyway.
It's plain and simple. He's finna catch a charge. That's battery.
I know, but I feel like the NFL gonna find a way to get that.
Anybody ever caught a charge and then get fined or suspended like this blatantly in front of? And not only that, they want to take, bro. Not one. I don't care. You say he's a superstar.
Yeah.
Not one player is bigger than the shield. They gotta protect the shield.
Oh yeah, you're right. There's only one player bigger than the shield, and we all know his name.
Yeah, Brady.
Yeah, exactly.
That call was wild. I'm
what
glad
you mean?
How you transitioned. That call was wild, man.
You know what's crazy? That call was absolutely. Hey, I applaud.
Are you gonna be real here or not really?
2K, I applaud that because you know what happened last night when I was after that game, and I'm watching, you know, like SportsCenter, and I'm watching like what's going on after that game, right? I'm listening to these other commentators and these other sport fanatics talk about, you know, like games and. And like the calls, I'm even listening to like like Woody Page and those dudes on the other talk shows. And to me, they made perfect sense of this, right? Think about like Michael Jeffrey Jordan, right? Michael Jeffrey Eugene Jordan. When he pushes off, you know what I'm saying? Or when he goes to the cup and he's not fouled.
There
what
wasn't
they call
no push off.
That's what you say, but if you ask Russell, the dude that happened, if you ask him and if you see the actual footage of the hand touching him and making him go that way,
No.
You say tomato, I say tomato.
Bro, you look at the play, it was not a pet. Like,
what I'm saying is this, though. Let me finish. Hold on. What I'm saying is that Michael Jordan, over years, developed that rep with the refs that where, yes, he can get calls at other people, LeBron, get Kobe, you know what I'm saying? You get calls that other people will not get. Brady, Thomas Patrick Eugene Brady, Thomas Patrick Eugene Edward Brady deserved that call. And yes, the dude slammed him. If you look at the play against Miami with Tua, it was a similar play with you whipping the guy around. And yes, Tom's head probably probably didn't hit as hard as Tua's, but listen, if it did, then he'll be having a concussion. So that was the emphasis after that happened to Tua. That was the emphasis. So now you got to look at the referees. You can't look at Tom or saying the call as wild because no, that was the emphasis this week to watch the quarterbacks and make sure that the quarterbacks are protected. So all the referees did with what the NFL told them to do. So no, I'm not mad at the call. I think that was an absolute wonderful call. Kudos to the ref that wasn't afraid to make it. Tom was going to win that game regardless, so it didn't really matter to me. I don't think that call was a bad call. I think the call against the Raiders, I think the call that against Derek Carr, that was an absolute horrible call.
All of them are. Like, you mean to tell me if I'm sacking a guy, I can't slam him down or not? Like, I can't understand this. When it comes to that call, right, I understand you coming in, you getting the player, you picking them up and you body slamming them. But if I'm coming and momentum and I slang them down, we've been seeing this from whatever, high school, college, that's just what's going to happen.
I know.
Like, when you compare that to like quarterbacks and running backs, like, we get slammed down all the time.
Yeah.
It's absolutely bull crap. And what I'm saying about it is, what make it even more bull crap, you see the play, you see Tom look at the ref, and then the ref throw it. It's not no, oh, it happened, I throw it. No, Tom, look at him, say something.
Right.
And then he throw it. It's absolutely bull crap.
I love it, man. I've seen GOATs get those calls. He deserves that call. After dominating in the NFL on the level he has, okay, he deserves that call.
It seemed like you were helping him dominate because you getting those silly calls.
Dominate.
That just take it the same way back. If we talk about back in the days when Vince Young was playing against the New York Giants, and the guy came in there, wrapped him up, and thought it was over, and Vince got off of him and made a play. Did you see how Tom Coughlin pulled up on dog and cussed dog?
A to Z? You can do
like,
that.
It's crazy. Like, you have to be aggressive. Like,
no.
Bro,
yeah.
It's crazy.
Okay, like, you are. See, I'm glad you even said that because that's an absolutely absurd comparison. Tom Brady and VY.
No, I'm not comparing.
I get what you said.
I'm not comparing the two
guys.
No,
but what
I'm
saying is
the
strength.
The strength. I'm just talking about the aggression. Like, did it come to – why can't we be aggressive with these quarterbacks? Like, we're not
because
saying
it's a quarterback
them on their head. But if I'm – bro,
no,
nine
it's
times
a quarterback-driven league.
Bro, 9 times out of 10 with a tackle, if I – wrap you up and I slam you or throw you to the ground, your head might hit it a little bit or whatever. But
that's what I'm saying. What they're saying is, I guess, you know, have you seen that? Did you remember when Kevin Hart was on, he was on one of them shows and they was telling him how to properly hit a quarterback. And he was like, you know, you got to pick me up, you know, put a pillow down, lay me down and put a blanket over me. Like, basically, we know now in the NFL, there's one thing you can't do, and you can't hit a quarterback hard. You can't hit a defenseless receiver. There's just something, there's things that you can't do. 2K, We played in a different NFL. I know what
bro,
you're saying.
I don't care what. No, you don't.
We did play in a different NFL. This is
bro.
This is a different NFL.
The call was in a bad call when the guy literally
It was a great call.
Said something to the ref and then he threw it. I don't want to hear that.
Maybe I'm biased because I seen what Tom.
You were definitely biased
because I seen what Tom did to us in the snow in 08. But it's okay or 09, whatever. But
yeah,
I'm a Tom fan. But yes, he deserved that call. I think he deserved it. Bro, if I've been dominating at that level for that long, hell yeah, I deserve that call. You can't tell me I don't. That's why he looked at him like, what are you taking so long for? I'm Thomas. I'm Thomas Patrick. Edward Eugene Brady. What are you doing? It makes nothing but sense. Like, what are you talking about? 2K, you sound absurd. That's like even you, bro. You rush for 2K. You know you got calls that you shouldn't have been getting. For real. Oh, face mask here. I'm like, how? Ain't nobody touch dog face mask. You was getting them calls.
Oh, you mean the 80 that they called back when I could have broke the record?
No, see, they was hating on that because Eric Dickerson must have called
it out.
ED must have called
that. That's what I'm saying. You cut it out. But no, I'm glad that you kind of touched on that a little bit because I want to get to even the game when they called that flag, they ended up winning the game or whatever. But it's like, what's crazy to me, it's like these coaches. And that's, I can only say this, coaches. I can't say players, quarterbacks. Or it's like these coaches are playing like we're playing, sitting at the house playing Madden.
Yeah, they're Madden players.
They're Madden players now, like, because they keep going all these. I'm so sick and tired of these, the word analytics.
I knew it was coming.
I hate that word right now. Like, bro, like, come on, bro. Y'all, these analytics going to have you at home, on the couch, on the hot seat. Like, bro, like, come on, bro. Like, I'm watching, for example, I'm watching, what game was this?
Was it, might have been the Ravens. They could have kicked the field goal. It would have been the tie game.
Bro, I'm watching the Ravens game, and they could have kicked the field goal, the extra point, the tied up. And like, okay, let's go into overtime or whatever. Well, and they go for the 2-point conversion and miss it and lose the game.
Yeah.
And lose the game.
No, I forget what game that was. Hold on. I'm trying to get my, you know.
I think I know what game that was.
We watched every game this weekend.
Think it was the Ravens, bro.
No, because remember the Ravens ended up winning. They did end up winning. Oh no, was the Cardinals. Wasn't it the Cardinals and the Eagles? Wasn't it that game?
Was it?
It had to be like one. It was, I forget, 2K. I don't know, but something.
It was one of those games, and we'll do a little research and post that on here when we see. But what I'm saying is, it's multiple coaches
it's ridiculous
around
every
the league.
Oh, the Raiders and Chiefs, too. Like, didn't he go for two? Went for two at the end of that game.
Oh my God, it's multiple coaches around Lee keep doing this. And then when you're getting asked about it, you keep talking about analytics, bro. Everybody know, kick that. Like, I don't care what you say. If I'm on this team, if I'm on this team and you go and talking about we're gonna go for two,
yeah,
no, bro, go kick that field goal and give us a shot, man. Because if you go for two and we don't get it, no, bro. If you don't get it, like, no, man. Come on, bro. No.
But the analytics in the Falcon in Tampa Bay game said that they should go for two. They end up going for two. The only thing that stopped them is when they got the Tom Brady penalty. So if they end up going down there
cheating, that could when Tom Brady cheats, that cross out all analytics.
Man, yeah, well, you know that, yeah, maybe I should play for time if you don't want analytics to be a part of the game. But I hear you, 2K, because even when we was talking about a couple weeks ago, somebody else, one of the coaches did, I think it was Harbaugh again, he did something where he should have took the points and he didn't. But the analytics said, you know, go for two. I think Josh McDaniels, that's what it was. I think Josh was trying to going for two at that point, and they did get the stop. So they still would have been, if they did kick the field goal, they would have been, you know, it would have been, I think, a tie game, and they would have won in overtime. So the analytics told him to go for two. And then guess what? You know, I hear on, I think it was Troy Aikman and them, Troy on that thing, hyping him up. Like, I actually like this call. And I'm sitting there for the first time in my life, like, man, just take them damn points, man. Just get the points. You know, nobody's even thought y'all was going to have a chance in this game. Now you can tie it, rely on your defense. Hopefully you get the ball back like they did. And they could have went down and probably it wouldn't have been, it would have been a different game at that point, because now you're going down to literally win the game because it's tied at that point. So, yeah, man, well, I'm with you. Them analytics is getting these dudes.
Well, if we, that's what I'm saying. If we're going to speak analytics,
yeah,
let's speak analytics. So all if we look at from week one until now, every time a coach went with the analytics,
they
came
painted
out on the winning side. Exactly. So yeah, the analytics tell you, don't do it.
Yeah,
kick the field
crap,
goal,
man.
And everything is about – field goals, like, hey, kick the field goal.
Hey, Saban. Hey, Saban. Hey, you say, hey, Saban. They need to, the analytics, they need to put that crap to the side, man, like Animal will say, yeah, man. I can't believe it. It sucks, though, man. Young. It amazes me that, you know, a computer can come in and tell you what a game of emotion and what the players on the sideline are really feeling. Now, like, sometimes you in emotion, if you ask, I remember – you know, a couple, like, you know, last year they asked, I remember when John Harbaugh asked,
man.
But no, listen, he asked Lamar Jackson, like, what you want to do? And Lamar's like, I want to go for it. Like, at that point in time, like, I understand why you go for that. And like, it was games last year and they ended up getting it. But like, when we talking about analytics, analytics can't see the emotion that Lamar Jackson
has.
That's
what,
like,
I'm
saying. No, I'm with you, 2K. So I feel your pain when you say analytics, because I don't know how in the heck, like I said, that these coaches let a computer tell you what your player on the sideline feeling or what your kicker should be doing at this point. Tie the game up, take the points. I'm with Young at this point. We got to take the points, man. Unless you got,
man,
Patrick Mahomes on your team. Unless,
man,
Patrick right now or Tom Brady on your
bro,
team, take the points.
We might as well let Neff make them calls, man.
Yeah,
man.
Nah, yeah, Neff. Yeah, hey, Neff can go on and make them calls. Hey, listen.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
Oh my God,
they if they rocking like that, man. That
yeah, we like, need some power to come make them calls, Animal, because that
yeah,
ain't
we
really
need
doing
power
too much, man. 2K, yeah, man. Some. But what about these coaches getting fired? What's so funny is that listen, oh man, I'd be so happy that this show comes on because Baker.
Yeah, so it showed
no.
You. I'm glad you said Baker.
No, it
I'm
ain't Baker.
I
mean, I'm sorry. Yeah, oh well, Baker should have known. He should have checked his analytics before he got traded over someplace.
No,
he
we ain't doing
known
analytics, but that's
I know,
what I'm
but 2K,
like,
there's no way.
But it's crazy. It shows you the things that I say is absolutely correct.
No, that ain't
we
no
talk
correct.
About a guy.
Baker,
we talk about Baker. He can't play defense. Baker cannot play defense.
I will not
he,
even
like,
attempt
I'm
to let
just
you
saying,
do that.
He's putting
Baker,
up points
he's been playing
my
horrible
defense.
He plays horrible.
He's putting up points.
And throws picks.
The defense cannot do anything. We can't get a running game going. And we can't. That shows you right
yeah,
there.
They said they want to trade.
How do you? Exactly. But how do you
Baker's
fire
not,
the coach before you do a quarterback?
Hey, well, 2K,
before you do
not,
a quarterback change, that
hey,
shows
2K,
you right there. It's the coach
no,
and not the quarterback.
Because Sam Darnold. First of all, Sam Darnold is hurt and he's not rushing back right now, so they're not going to make a coach change. They definitely say Baker has no relation to LeBron at all. Mayfield is definitely yeah. about to be riding the pine with his ankle injury right now because he suffered a high ankle sprain. They got the dude named PJ Walker, whoever he was, that came from the West Side Texas yeah. Tornadoes. He's about to start at quarterback. And what's funny about this is that Young, you came on here and you try to get his man. You the one that said he was going to do all this. It's not my fault that you didn't do your homework and your research yeah. to understand that. You know, Matt Rhule or whatever this coach, like he was been only won 5 game his 2 previous season and he's been 1-4 start this season. So it's like, if you would have did your research before you came in here and deemed that Baker was going to be the comeback player of the year, then you would have understood that he's playing for a bum at coach and he's not going to prosper at all anyway. So you got to take the L on that. I'm not going to let you escape that. I will not let you escape that at all.
The analytics stared me wrong, bro.
Oh, okay, yeah. So now you're dealing away with the analytics. Yes. 2K, hey, what about? Oh no, go ahead. My
the
bad.
The crazy thing about it is this: what I don't understand. This coach, you did your research, you saying he's this, this, that,
yeah,
and he get fired. So you mean to tell me how is his contract guaranteed, but Lamar's not?
Man, you see what I'm trying to tell you? See, now you, now my dog that says something. He, boy, you make sense with that one. Now I'm sitting here, I'm mind boggled by that. You got to get this dude, Matt Rule, which was crazy. He's probably gonna get an opportunity. He's gonna get an opportunity on TV, probably as well as an analytics. He's probably also gonna get, you know, some type of job somewhere, probably be back in the college ranks, because, you know, before he did come up to the NFL, like, he took Baylor from whatever they was and he made them relevant again, which, you know, it's hard to be relevant when you're Baylor anyway. But it's just amazing to me the opportunity he's gonna be able to, you know, get when he just ruined Baker's probably career forever, because now somebody's probably never gonna depend on Baker. He got Sam Darnold hurt, my guy from USC. Now they playing with the Westside Texas Tornado starting quarterback, PJ Walker, I think that's his name. And, bro, it's amazing that these coaches can get off and let off that easy and just bounce back and get jobs so easy. It's disrespectful, that's how I believe. But even, I'm going to stay on that line too, because I got to ask you, what other head coaches you see right now? Like, who you see on the hot seat? I know somebody that I know is on the hot seat, and he in my home city, and he Bronco country is not riding with his ass right now. I tell you that. They won't.
Yeah.
Nathan Hackett, or it's crazy because I think his dad coached for USC back in the day, Paul Hackett. He was like one of the SC guys, but Nate, man, I don't think that his time at, you know, Denver might, they just hired him this year, but man, I think it might be one and done. When you got a guy like Russell Wilson, man, you're going to have to get somebody in there.
But the crazy thing about it, like, those, all the coaches on the hot seat are coaches who went with the analytics. It's so hard to get away from this word, but Denver coach, Arizona,
Kingsbury. Cliff, yeah.
Kingsbury, like, it's just,
but it's crazy,
crazy
to me, like, because Kingsbury, I feel like he, you know what it is, and I, you know, the selfish me is like laughing, because he was supposed to be the USC offensive coordinator, but at some wicked hour tonight, they offered this man the head coaching job. Clearly, the NFL they be wanting so bad to find the next Sean McVay. Or, you know, even the Shanahans, like, they be trying to find these dudes and the young coaches so bad that they be willing to go out and just find any and everybody to, you know, run these teams, and they don't be running them teams. It amazes me, bro. You go in, got Kyler Murray, you got, well, D-Hop we know is not available right now, but you got a running game with Connor, you got A.J. Green, you got guys out there, Zach Ertz, I'm sure, I mean, he makes, like, you got players out there that can make plays, but it's like, when it's time to make plays, I don't know, you're not putting your players in the right position. Like you said, they're going with this word analytics, and they're creaming on the money, man. It's ridiculous, dog. Like, I don't know. I can't wait to see the carousel coaches this year. I want to see people get fired. I'm okay with that. They fire, they replace us all the time. It's time to start doing that. I'm going to laugh my ass off. They need to fire that Denver coach, man. Like, right now, say some grace, man. The man showed you when he kicked when you paid Russ all that money from the jump, and then they let the man kick the field goal from 90 yards. You should have known right then and there. They should have parted ways right then and there, man. Like, I don't understand it.
Yeah, I knew that was gonna end bad or whatever. But, you know, like, all the coaches and stuff that's, you know, on the hot seat, it's still early, so they may have a little time to turn it around and stuff, but shoot, you know, we're gonna see how it go, man. And
how they gonna turn it around? Man, listen, you know what a coach told me a long time ago is, like, once a person show you who they are, you better believe it. And right now, them coaches.
I'm just saying, because, you know, we've been part of a team that didn't start off too well, and then at the end, you know, like, you know, it have all the time in NFL.
Bounce back.
They didn't make the playoffs, but they won the last six out of seven games. Yeah, and, like, right, it's looking good. And, know what I'm saying? It's all about time. But, man, we'll see how it go, man. And, you know, it's always good coming on here with you, man, and this and that, man. You know, yes, smash and dash. And, man, I got to get out there with you. You dig?
Man, hey, listen, I'm ready whenever you are. You know, this place is waiting on you, brother. So, I'm actually going home to Denver, so I'm gonna be back in my stomping ground, and we'll do another one next week from my home city.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
For sure, brother. I love you, Twinsky. We'll back at it soon.
Love, brother. And everybody, make sure you stay tuned for that fantasy football segment as well. I got to get my guy on here because, you know, I got to coach him up a little bit. But
yeah, I don't do that. That fantasy. Hey, crap, you saving. Saving you on. Get out of here, Adam.
Downtown, we live. Over the feeling. When it's go time, I go lie.